In Lusaka, clergy urges Christians in Uvira as M23 rebels again announce withdrawal from Eastern DRC city. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The Zambia Police Service has recorded 3 fatalities and 7 serious injuries from separate road traffic accidents that occurred on January 17, 2026 across Lusaka and Chilanga district. The fatal accidents involved both pedestrians and passengers, including a 1-year-8-month-old child, Monica Banda, who was killed in George Compound, Sililo area, Lusaka. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilami says another pedestrian, Matthias Sakala, 47, lost his life along Garden Road near Fred Joe Limited. Mr. Chilami added that a male passenger, Sililo Munalula, 49, died following a collision between a Toyota Noah and a Mitsubishi Canter along Kafira Road near the Chilanga District Council Junction in Chilanga. The bodies of the deceased have been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary pending post-mortem examinations, said Mr. Chilami in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Additionally, several serious accidents occurred at other locations involving pedestrians Given Otare, 49, Eric Ilunga and Jarvis Banda, 35, who were injured at the Kutwa and Musonda Ngosa Road junction, while Abraham Kalaluka, 38, sustained injuries on Ben Bella Road. Mr. Chilabi further added that Sianga Mulemwa, 35, was injured near Mumbwa Road at Mbasela Junction, while Letembo, 37, along Great North Road by the Lake Petroleum Filling Station, and Mercy Zulu, 34, on Garden Road in Lusaka. He has urged all road users to exercise extra caution, obey traffic rules, avoid speeding, and refrain from driving under the influence of alcohol.
The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka recorded 3 fatalities and 7 serious injuries from separate road traffic accidents that occurred on January 17, 2026 across Lusaka and the Chilanga districts. The bodies of the deceased have been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary pending post-mortem examinations. All injured persons were rushed to various health facilities for medical attention. All vehicles involved have been impounded for re-examination, and the drivers suspected of negligence are in police custody awaiting investigation.
Save the Environment and People's Agency, SEPA, has expressed sadness over the recent flash floods that have affected more than 200 households in Mutendere compound in Lusaka. The floods, which occurred last week following heavy rains, are attributed to settlements built close to a stream and poor drainage infrastructure in the area. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Muke urged citizens to be cautious when choosing where to build or settle, advising that houses should be constructed at least 50 meters away from streams and in areas that are not waterlogged, especially in light of the increasing effects of climate change. Ms. Muke has called on government to urgently relocate affected residents to safer areas and ensure that they do not return to the flood-prone locations once the rains subside. The government should have taken action to relocate these individuals long ago, particularly after meteorological reports had already warned that flooding would occur in these areas, said Ms. Muke. She further appealed to the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, the private sector and other cooperating partners to act swiftly by providing essential relief items such as food, bedding and other basic necessities to assist affected families in their recovery.
Is that the government can relocate these people so that the government do not spend money year in, year out on the same people. Relocate them to a better place. Let them leave that stream. Because when we have flash floods like these ones that we have right now in Lusaka, these streams, rivers will expand. And when they will expand, they will not spare the people.
A United Church of Zambia UCZ minister has called on Christians to open up to their church leaders when faced with personal challenges, saying silence and secrecy only deepen problems instead of resolving them. UCZ Silvares and ZAF Twin Palm Minister in Charge, Reverend Cynthia Shanzi, emphasized that pastors are trained professionals who are equipped to offer guidance, counseling and spiritual support to members going through difficult times. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Rev Shanzi said there's a growing need within the Christian community to normalize vulnerability, especially during moments when individuals are struggling emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Christians should feel free to speak out when they are not okay. Keeping everything inside and pretending that all is well does not help. Problems do not disappear because they are hidden, said Rev. Shanzi. She noted that many believers suffer in silence due to fear of judgment or stigma, yet the church exists as a place of refuge and healing, encouraging congregants to view their leaders not only as spiritual guides, but also as trusted partners in addressing life's challenges. Rev. Shanzi further stressed that opening up allows for early intervention, prayer, counseling, and practical support, which can prevent issues from escalating into more serious situations.
And I would want to urge especially Christians, please open up to your pastor when you have a problem. When you feel they are not giving you the help that you need, you can also, it's good to go to another pastor to go and seek help, because I know there are professionals that are dealing with those issues. And then I've always said your mental health really matters, because it's your mental health that will take you where you want to be.
Governance expert Wesley Nyanda has commended stakeholders for the violence-free conduct of the recently concluded Chawama parliamentary by-election, describing it as a positive sign of Zambia's growing political democracy. Mr. Nyanda says the peaceful atmosphere before, during and after the by-election demonstrated political maturity among political players, electoral authorities and voters. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Nyanda noted that despite the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, failing to win the seat, an outcome some sections of society had taken for granted due to the party's position in government, peace prevailed throughout the electoral process. The outcome should serve as a lesson that being in government does not automatically guarantee electoral victory, adding that democracy thrives when elections are competitive and free from violence, said Mr. Nyanda. He, however, expressed concern over the low voter turnout recorded during the by-election, attributing it to voter apathy, with many residents viewing the poll as a waste of time. Meanwhile, Mr. Nyanda has congratulated the winning candidate for scooping the seat and urged all political parties, including the ruling UPND, to put their houses in order or risk losing more parliamentary seats in future elections.
I would like to commend all political parties, all political players who participated in the Chawama by-elections, looking at the peace, the coexistence that happened during the campaign. Because not of political violence was reported. People interacted from different political parties without any friction, and this is a clear indication that our democracy is growing. And this is all due to the current administration.
In African news, residents uncertain about the future as M23 rebels again announce withdrawal from Uvira, even as fighting continues in the area. Armed AFC and M23 rebels in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has announced that it will place the city of Uvira under the responsibility of the international community. In a statement, the group said it would withdraw from all security responsibilities and called for the deployment of a neutral force to ensure the protection of civilians and strategic infrastructure. Coming up shortly, around 1,500 soldiers on standby for deployment to Minneapolis, officials say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Soldiers are on standby for possible deployment to Minneapolis, a U.S. defense official has told CBS News, the BBC's U.S. partner. The official said the 1,500 soldiers currently in Alaska are an option for U.S. President Donald Trump if he decided to use active duty military personnel, as anti-immigration and customs enforcement ICE demonstrations continued in the city on Saturday. No decision has yet been made on whether to deploy the soldiers from Alaska, the official said.